It's Russell Zuma on this one. It's called Angaze on Raz FM Mid Mornings. We love Russell Zuma. It's all things parenting this hour, and we are talking about whether or not, as a wife, if you are married in community of property and your husband goes out and he cheats, should you be held liable for paying for child maintenance if your husband is not working anymore? Because, I mean, it is his child and you guys are married in community of property. We have this conversation next. You're doing
it big. Rise FM. Mpumalanga. Azishe.
I am joined by Legal Aid SA lawyer Nombulelo Matsane. Welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. We are talking about something that a lot of people have a lot of different opinions on. Mm-hmm. It. I'm seeing a lot of the comments and a lot of women are saying, I would never do that. But what does the law say?
It's very interesting because also amongst us practitioners, there's a bit of a drift with regards to this topic, because others believe that only when you are married in community of property, that is when your spouse's child can claim from your estate. Mm-hmm. And that is not totally true.
Okay.
The truth is, if you are married, there is a common law duty for maintenance between spouses.
Okay.
And that should include your children. Some call them illegitimate children, mm-hmm. which is the wrong word, but you are obliged to maintain the child, irrespective of the type of matrimonial system that you're married in. So it does not matter whether you're married in communal property, out of communal property. The fact that you're married as a couple, there's a legal duty to maintain each other within the marriage. That's why when your spouse is not maintaining you, you go for spousal maintenance.
Yes.
Yes. So it's a legal, it's a common law duty to maintain each other. Now, when a child comes in, you have to maintain the child, irrespective of the type of marriage you are in. That's why I'm saying, between legal practitioners, there's also squabbles okay, if we're not married in community property, my things are my things, your things are your things.
Yeah.
But that is in respect to property, not in respect to maintenance.
Okay, so I was about to ask, then what is the protection of getting a prenup and the different types of marriage contracts that people sign? What am I protected from then?
Basically, it's property.
That's it.
It's your property. You're protecting yourself from your property. Maintenance, it's a common law duty. When we're staying together, we have to maintain each other. You have a duty to maintain me. I have a duty to maintain you. So we have to live together.
Okay, but do I have a duty to maintain what is yours?
Of course you do. Because, for example, I'm going to give you an example. If I'm married to you,
uh-huh.
and I have a child outside.
Yeah.
For example, every month you give me 2,000 as a wife.
Mm-hmm.
From that 2,000, that 2,000 is supposed to maintain your child. Mm-hmm. That is from outside of the marriage.
Uh-huh.
But the money belongs to me. It does belong to me. It comes from me. And then from that money that I give you as my spouse, towards we married, you, from that amount, the wife can claim, or rather the baby mama can claim from that amount. But basically, the money is coming from me.
So in the eyes of the law, is there any way that I can get protected? There is none.
Divorce, my child. You divorce. Someone goes outside of the marriage. The only solution at this point is divorce.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, that legal practitioners would differ in this, in our understanding of this, but there's a common law duty to maintenance between spouses. So if someone is married out of or in communal property, like the person wrote on the comment that if you're married in communal property, it your money belongs to the both of you.
Yeah.
It's a joint estate.
Yeah.
So you can be able to claim maintenance.
Yeah.
There is a recourse that in Section 20 of the Matrimonial Property Act, you can apply for immediate division of the joint estate.
Okay.
But that is not the case, because the matrimonial property system does not matter. So if someone has a child outside, you just divorce. Basically, at this point, I don't see that there is a solution, whether by contract to say, there are certain contracts that are against the law.
Yeah.
You cannot say, you're my wife, you have to change your religion.
Mm-hmm.
You're my wife, you can't support me. If you're married, you have a duty to maintain each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm saying it does not matter the matrimonial system that you're in. It's a common law duty for maintenance. So as long as I can prove that I'm being maintained by you as my spouse, then my child is also obliged to be maintained from what I am getting from you.
And so then would they, would the law calculate it like that? That, okay, she has to maintain him, but she also has to maintain the child.
I'm going to put it like this. Like I said, if it's a if I'm giving you 5,000 rands.
Yeah.
You are, as a baby mama, you can claim a certain portion from the maintenance.
From the 5,000.
Yes,
right.
From the 5,000.
Okay. Okay.
But there are situations where I don't give you money every day or every month.
Mm-hmm.
I am just buying household. I'm making sure that everything is taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
In the same breath, the baby mama can be able to claim from that because the husband is being maintained, or rather you are being maintained by me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm also obliged, because of maintenance, I'm also obliged to maintain the child.
All right. So this is very interesting. I had no idea. Then let's go into the divorce. How far can a baby mama go? If she says, the wife is the one that has been maintaining this man that I had a child with in this marriage, and the wife then says, well, I want a divorce.
Mm.
How far can the baby mama go to say, well, I still want money?
In divorce instances, for example, in started divorce, you can institute maintenance during the divorce period.
Mm-hmm.
So during that period, you can say that the maintenance is also attached to the child. But immediately the divorce has ended, then there is no duty. It means the relationship is now
ended
between the parties. Then I have no duty to maintain you as my spouse. Then I do not have a duty to maintain your child.
But I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know this well, but we've heard, especially celebrities, where they get divorced and then the one says, well, I want spousal maintenance.
Yes.
Do they then include the children then that you have with somebody else?
That's why I'm saying maybe in this instance, because the relationship was created by you having a relationship with the wife.
Yeah.
Then maybe because the divorce has ended, if there is a spousal maintenance decree that I am supposed to maintain you after divorce,
then
the child maybe can claim from the father.
Okay. From the father, not from the ex-wife.
No. Okay. Now the relationship has ended altogether. So then he can be able to claim directly from the father.
Mm.
If there's a court order that says, okay, your maintenance request after divorce has been granted.
Do you as a lawyer think this is a fair law?
Look, when it comes to children, the court makes sure that children are taken care of. It's the High Court is the upper guardian for all children.
Yeah.
Section 28 of the Constitution includes children in totality. So when it comes to kids, whether it's maintenance or whatever, kids, their best interest is of paramount importance. I can say the courts don't care really about you. It's about the child. The child must be taken care of. As long as you, as my spouse, you are taken care of by me, then your child should also be taken care of. Why should the child suffer?
Whether the child,
you love me.
Whether the child came in the marriage or not, before we even met, it really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's really sad. Recently, there's a case law where the husband... Okay, it's a stepchild maintenance.
Okay.
That's another different story altogether.
Mm-hmm.
The husband was married to this wife. They did not get married for long.
Mm-hmm.
They got divorced. Now the wife won the case regarding maintenance, even though the maintenance is it's not going to be forever, but she won a case regarding maintaining the stepchildren. Imagine, these children are
even after they are divorced.
After divorce. This is after divorce. Even though it's not going to be for a long time, maybe for a certain period of time, because now the children are accustomed to a certain lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah.
That you came in and played a role as a father, as a provider. You were able to take care of them, maintain them. So for a certain period of time after the divorce, the court granted the application that, okay, continue maintaining the children.
Oh, God.
So you say children come first when it comes to courts.
No, absolutely. So
they do take certain circumstances into consideration, but the best interest of the child is of paramount importance. Now the wife was not working. Now the husband is moving on with the life. What should happen to the children? Yeah. They're in school. They're in whatever. They're used to a certain lifestyle.
Yeah.
Then the children must not suffer. If you have the means, the father had the means, the stepfather had the means, then continue maintaining them.
What if I say no?
If there's a court order, you'll be in contempt of a court order. You'll get arrested. So if you fail to say
no,
I'm telling you, if our Kokije maintenance, we're abortion. If you are in areas, it goes to the criminal court now, you get prosecuted for failing to pay maintenance. So it's a serious, serious issue. You fail to pay maintenance, there's a court order against you, get arrested, you go to court. Prison, we're abortion.
So I think then the message of the day is marry the right person. No, for real, because the case that you're telling us now is a bit different, really. He met her with kids.
Yes.
And he knew what he was getting himself into. But in a case where we are married, we both don't have any children, or we've got our own children that we share together, and then you go outside and you have a child outside, I mean, that is a totally different story, and it's something that you never even expected.
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely. We're going to park it here for today, but thank you so much for coming onto the show. A lot of people on our comment section are saying, no, I would never do that. But thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's Ross FM.